You're listening to Fatal 4-Way Radio on the World Generation Podcast Network. Portions of this broadcast have been pre-recorded.
World Generation Podcast Network presents Fatal 4-Way Radio. Starring Rancho Punk Rocker, Albert Infected, Peacemaker, Ken Gay West, and the Swami, Christian from Philly. Brought to you in part by Pro Wrestling Planet. And now, your host, the resident heel, Minister of Sinister.
August 31st, 2021, and thank you for joining us on Fatal 4-Way Radio. I am your host, the Reverend Heel, Minister of Sinister. I'm sitting here with Rancho Punk Rocker, Albert Infected, Peacemaker, Kevye West, and the Swami, Christian from Philly. Once again, Kevin, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I'm coming through loud and clear.
Oh, yeah, man. Everything cool.
I did want to let you guys know that our theory was correct and that Kanye West was, in fact, waiting for the return of CM Punk to pro wrestling before he released his magnum opus, Donda, because after CM Punk came back last Sunday, Kanye finally dropped the album, everybody. It's out. The wait is over. So,
right on.
You,
so,
CM
yeah,
Punk.
I got to give it up. Got to give a round of applause to the unusual.
We thought he was waiting for the Drake CD, but no, it was Punk all along.
It was Punk all along, baby. Albert Infected, how are you doing, my friend?
Sitting here in beautiful San Antonio, enjoying the evening. And we got a nice hot breeze outside. But you know what? What I'm really excited about is the fact that Pro Wrestling Planet is launching the Pro Wrestling Planet shop tonight. So it's live right now. If anybody listening can go to it's hosted by Store Frontier. So it's anybody listening now can go to storefrontier.com/PWP shop. And we've got about 20 or 25 different items on there. And the first caller tonight, if we get a caller in tonight, it's going to get a gift card for a free shirt tonight. So keep that in mind. So visit storefrontier.com/PWP shop and help us out. Buy a T-shirt. We've got some really cool wrestling-related designs over there. And so we can keep this show going. And get some big names on here.
Nice. Yeah. I've seen that preview. I saw the preview to it, and I definitely like the merchandise on there. Thank you, Albert, for going live with that.
Disclaimer, anybody who calls and prank calls it will be immediately hanged up and banned from calling. That's a disclaimer.
Let's get the disclaimer in there right away. Christian from Philly, how are you doing tonight, my friend?
I'm doing great. Can you guys believe it? The holidays are almost here already. God, this year went by so quick, didn't it? The holidays are almost here. So surreal.
I don't know, man. People keep saying that the older you get, the faster time goes by. How old are you?
I'm 24 years old. I'm 24.
Yeah, it's flying too fast for you, my friend. Slow down.
He's old enough to party. No. That's all you need to know, Mister. He's old enough to party. That's all you need to know.
Yeah. But the year is going by rather fast, though. The year is going by rather fast. I have to agree with the SWAT. But, guys, man, we had a hell of a week in wrestling. Man, shit went down. I mean, big-time stuff. I mean, just last night, we had Nia and Charlotte shooting on each other on Raw. And Kevye, if you still have the clips up, go to that. But what happened before that, though, Nia Jax throwing freaking Rhea Ripley into the rope, like really awkward. Hit her freaking neck on the rope. I mean, I don't know if you guys know how hard these ropes are, man. They're fucking hard. You hit your neck on
that
rope.
They're wires.
They're wires. But, we had a really rough spot there with Nia Jax before that. Then she gets in the ring with Charlotte Flair. I don't know if Charlotte Flair was heated because of that. There's some word going around that she had miscommunication in the match. I just saw some shooting.
I think the whole thing was a work, dog. I think the whole thing was a work. And it's not hard to believe. I think the whole thing was a work. And I think that it was honestly one of the best. I think the Charlotte and Nia Jax match that we saw last night was one of the best Nia Jax matches I've ever seen, for sure. That was crazy. I think so. People are talking shit. But I just watched that match right before the show. And, it's actually a really badass match. Both of those chicks are selling their ass off for each other. And then when it comes to that point, it reminded me of, Strong Style, it's not exactly like Strong Style, but they were just straight up knocking each other in the face. And,
they were hitting each other good.
There was
definitely
Nia is no doubt sloppy, and she did throw some crazy moves last night that I thought looked dangerous as hell. So
yeah, when she threw Charlotte Charlotte landed awkwardly on her neck.
Yeah.
I saw that. Yeah, this morning actually, and yeah, it did look like there was some Samoan drop that looked pretty pretty vicious on Charlotte. There was a couple other moves as well, so yeah, I can see why Charlotte was pissed off.
But if they were going at it, and if it was a work, it was a great job on both their part because it worked everybody. And
I
don't know.
Here's the thing where I think it's not a work, because PW Insider and fucking Ringside News reported that fucking they told Charlotte to leave the fucking building. Because she said she went to Vince McMahon's office and she told them to fire her ass or else she's going to kill somebody. So it's not a fucking work. Because Nia Jax will fucking kill somebody if she keeps wrestling. She's a liability at this point.
Who reported this?
Where a guy listed everybody she's injured. It's been six people or something
that. Yeah, she doesn't have a history. Yeah.
No, she's a reliability.
Yeah, but
she's horrible.
I really do think that, isn't she related? She's related to the Usos and The Rock, right? Am I wrong?
I think it's a different line. It's not that Samoan family. It's a different one. I think she's related to, I don't know if
she's
it's also Zika.
She's a black family.
I think that's what it is.
Yes. She's related to somebody, and that's why I was like, I don't remember exactly who it was, but I mean, could that be why she hasn't been let go? I'm going to look this up real quick while we're talking.
I think that I don't know, and maybe it's just me being the baby face. I know that, and we've all been screwed Nia Jax on this show, but why have they let it get to this point? Why couldn't they just train her better sooner? Why can't they correct it? And then they had almost this first match.
Unteachable, bro. She's fucking unteachable.
She's been there forever. She injured Bayley in 2017. It's 2021. You should know what's up now. You should know how
she's related to the
Samoan dropper.
But today, I was wondering if it was related to the Rock in real life. Or, the whole thing with the Andersons. The Andersons weren't fucking related to each other. None of them.
Right. But no, according to her Wikipedia, she's first cousins with The Rock, Roman Reigns, and the Usos. So, I guess why she still has a job.
But we all know that Charlotte Flair has more pull than Nia Jax, so I wouldn't be surprised if Nia Jax gets fired.
Well, but we all know that secretly, the head of table, Roman Reigns has the final say.
Vince
McMahon is storming around backstage, bro. Roman Reigns has no say.
But Roman Reigns is the head of the table. And I'm sure
and
he has everything
mine.
To do.
In his own mind. In his own mind, minister. In his own little world.
It's getting the mind, too, there. I'm already playing the shit. I really want to believe this, but, I know it's
speaking of Vinnie Mac, Have you guys heard, right, that he was furious backstage on Raw last night? And I'm sitting there. I'm reading this on an article saying that he's furious over backstage on Raw last night. I'm like, well, motherfucker, you don't have no right to be fucking furious. You keep changing the damn script every fucking show. Why the fuck are you furious?
Yeah, the report I saw said that he ripped the script up twice. And, like, through, like, that all, you called me about the Miz match being changed. And then I read earlier today that, like, none of the matches that were originally advertised happened on that episode. They changed every match.
Yeah,
they changed every match
advertised.
That they had advertised. Miz wasn't even in the building, is what the word going around a campfire is.
They didn't even explain what happened to him on TV. They didn't even explain at all.
Nothing. And, of course, we had no Alexa Bliss either. No Alexa Bliss. And, of course, leading into the next one, Sasha Banks has been MIA again. Of course, she's on SmackDown. But still, she's MIA, and I mean, I haven't heard anything about her having COVID. Now, obviously, you know, COVID, with COVID, it's a different thing because, like, if she tells them not to reveal it, they can't reveal it, you know, because of the whole HIPAA thing, HIPPA. You can look into it.
You know, I heard there was reports too of Sasha like being, but they brought her back and pushed her. So this makes me think otherwise, but whenever they were, like, enforcing COVID stuff protocol, like, Sasha was one of the people that pushed back on all the enforcement. She was anti-vax. She didn't want to be forced to take the vaccine.
Right.
So I don't know if that policy got cleared up and if all the talent's been vaccinated or what they're doing. I did notice, and, you know, COVID is, like, resurging right now. Definitely people I know have got it. You know, prayers to everybody that's dealing with it or whatever, but the stuff is back or whatever. Be safe. But anyways, I guess what I was getting at is I saw Doudrop's match, and she runs after the match. She runs all the way around the ring and touches everybody's hand, and then she does the, like, Nanny Boo Boo thing on her nose. She, like, touches every hand on the front row, and then she touches her nose, and I'm like, bro, like, there's still some kind of, like, don't show people.
Oh, yeah.
Movie. You know?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
No, but yeah, I'm weird too. It's not a huge deal, but I noticed it.
Bringing that up too, I thought it was kind of weird. CM Punk's debut on Rampage, how he was just like hugging everybody and jumped into the crowd and didn't really give a shit. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, oh, I was kind of cringing at that too. But you know,
it was the heat of the moment. It was the adrenaline. It was the adrenaline.
Yeah.
It was the heat of the moment.
Think Chicago, no, I might be wrong about this. I know they have mask mandates, but they might have vaccination laws too, where, like, those events, people all have to be vaccinated in Chicago. I'm not positive. I know that they're going to enforce masks at the next events.
When we went to Monday Night Raw 2 weeks ago, I wasn't you could wear a mask, but it wasn't enforced, and they weren't checking vaccination cards either. They were just letting people in. And so that's why I was like, yeah, the fucking wrestling event's kind of, you know what I mean? Of course, you know, I wore a mask for the majority of the time I was there, aside from, like, you know, drinking my water or whatever. It was just, it was kind of odd. You would think that a company would take a little bit better precautions. But I, you know, it is what it is.
Just like these are the main TV shows. These people are all on TV. So it's like they're held at different things. It's like maybe they should be, like, behaving a certain way and stuff on TV with certain things like that, you know? I don't know. I think that it's definitely still, like, a personal choice thing for a lot of people. It's a touchy subject, but now that because they're on TV and because, like, I think that the talent should be safer for their own safety, too.
At least come up with kayfabe reasons why these people don't show up on your show. At least come up with an excuse. Don't fucking just ignore feuds that are happening with fucking stupid matches. Like, they mentioned Pat McAfee had COVID last week, but they don't mention Sasha Banks has COVID. What the fuck is going on here? I think
we don't know
either
she
has COVID.
Maybe she's throwing a fucking another hissy fit.
Yeah, maybe.
Because of the way she's being booked.
Well, then fucking
quit. That has been revealed. I mean, you know, just all of a sudden, let's look at her booking. Swami, help me out on this, if you will. Well,
how has
she her been
booking
booked
has been shit. Well, yeah. She was.
She disappears. She comes back. She loses.
She was the SmackDown champion for a few months, right? Till WrestleMania. Then she loses to Bianca Belair, goes off TV to film for The Mandalorian, comes back in a pointless tag match, then attacks Bianca, and then they do terrible segments, which, you know, Sasha Banks' characters cringe as fuck. And then they do a bullshit contract signing that was supposed to make a stable, I think, between Carmella and Selena Vega and her. I think they were supposed to do a faction with those three, but that clearly is out the fucking window now. And then they advertise the fucking match knowing 8 days before that she's not going to even be there, so that's false advertisement. And then she doesn't show up. And again, she doesn't show up again in SmackDown last week. They don't even mention Sasha Banks in the whole show either. So, like, they don't even mention the whole thing at all. So they're, like, pretending that Sasha Banks doesn't fucking exist. I don't know what the fuck is going on, but it's a fucking shit show.
It sounds
they can
like,
do it, too. Like, if there's anything that a talent's doing that they don't like or that they, whatever, they can just keep them on their contract and not put them on TV, and it doesn't matter to them. It
exactly.
doesn't affect them anymore.
It sounds like how they book everybody in WWE in the last year. That sounds like everybody's, you know, character just random as hell,
yeah.
Like all over the place. Random tag teams, title run, deep push, fucking
right.
mid card, main event, off TV, random as hell, man. That sounds like everybody.
I mean, we don't even know what's going on with Alexa Bliss right now, because you know she was nowhere to be found last night. So, you know, while we know, they're going to abandon this, too.
Yeah,
because
they're
going to sell enough dolls.
No, I know what they're going to do. I know what they're going to do. Just because Nia Jax defeated Charlotte, they're probably going to have Nia versus Charlotte at Extreme Rules. And then they're going to have fucking Crown Jewel Alexa Bliss versus Charlotte. That's what they're going to fucking do.
Well, we'll have to
because
stay
she's a
tuned.
She's a fucking attraction, and they're going to save all the special events at Crown Jewel because Crown
can
Jewel...
Can they do Alexa...
As they say.
Can they do Alexa Bliss at Crown Jewel? Because, like, when they did the women's matches before at Crown Jewel, like, they even had, like... They didn't even wear their, like, regular gear, I don't think. They wore,
yeah.
like...
You know what?
Different gear for those matches and shit.
Actually,
I wonder if they can even do the Alexa gimmick over there.
My
no, but
it's
because she doesn't wear revealing clothes anymore. She wears that fucking kid shit, so she's okay.
My money would be on them doing a triple threat because it is Crown Jewel and they feel like they want to include more people into it. You know, obviously
yeah.
they say it's for the payout, but you know, it's not. You know, so they're going to use it. Use it as an excuse for a triple threat or even a fucking fatal four way.
Here's
or
something.
Some shit.
We can just. I know this is going to be an AEW episode. We don't have to focus on WWE a lot. But what was going on with Drew and Sheamus, Christian? Like, because like I must have missed the part where Sheamus and Drew like turned on each other. Like they were friends, and Sheamus gave him the sword, and they were friends and everything. And now he's like, let's get him. Like, he hates Sheamus all of a sudden? And did I miss something where Sheamus turned him?
No, it was last year during the Thunderdome. Sheamus just randomly turns on Drew McIntyre because he thought that Drew McIntyre was better than him and all that
shit.
I
can't remember
now.
Okay. Well, they haven't mentioned it until now. And then last night they, like, dug up this heat between Sheamus and Drew. And I'm like, and Drew comes out. For the U.S. champ, they just buried Drew last night. They buried everybody real hard. I really like Beer and Shanky. And like, I just, the best, my takeaway from last night was, like, I only like these undercard motherfuckers. I kind of like Nia Jax now, too. But anyways.
The whole show
now they're setting up Randy Orton versus Bobby Lashley for the title. Extreme Rules.
Which makes me wonder if this whole thing with the RK-Bro is going to continue and Randy Orton will have the bro in his corner.
Yeah, because Goldberg's coming back to Bobby Lashley.
And they're going to continue on with the titles, no less. And maybe
Bobby Lashley,
maybe Orton will be the double champion that he was accusing Bobby Lashley of being a son of a bitch for being for wanting it.
Goldberg is
that
not Goldberg.
Has that ever thought come to your mind, Christian? No.
Goldberg's not facing for the title, so I don't think Randy should
no,
win
not
the
Goldberg,
fucking title.
I'm talking about Randy.
No, Randy shouldn't win the fucking title. It makes no sense. Like, it's fucking out of nowhere. Like, what the hell? Like, no, that's
actually,
dumb.
Actually, this is the
no.
time of year where this out of nowhere shit happens.
Dumb. So what?
Don't get me started on Damian Priest, too. Damian Priest sounded like an idiot out there. Damian Priest went out there, and he couldn't talk. He couldn't speak a lick of sense, dude. He was like, sound like Joe Biden out there. All respect, dude.
Really?
He's like... He's a badeep, 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 and like I'm like, dude, this guy is not cool. Quit trying to make him cool. Like him and Roman, I get what y'all are saying about Roman because like it's very similar. Those guys, like he sounded scared when he was cutting his promo.
He needs to shave his head. He needs to
Speaking
fucking shave
Roman.
It. He needs to shave his head and just get some regular ass black tights, dude. And he would be a badass. Maybe grow a goatee, start drinking some beer in the ring.
He'll be a 6'5" tall.
Yeah.
Karrion Kross comes out. The Viking Raiders get the new entrance. They come out and they're all hype and they start doing their taunt when they hit their chest. And then like two or three matches later, Karrion Kross comes out and he does the same taunt and he's got the same Viking bullshit on it. I'm like, fuck this guy. One of them, somebody
yeah,
has Karrion to go.
Kross. Look, man, they give him the mask. They give him that stupid little like BDSM outfit there.
Yeah,
not
he
very cool.
He looks like a sex
Whatever.
He looks
yeah.
like a sex slave.
Yeah. He does, right? He does. He looks like
he looks like a fucking kid in a bad Halloween costume is what he fucking, you know what?
But you know
like,
what?
Yeah. He looks like they were on their way to the fucking show and they said, hey man, pull in the fucking Hobby Lobby. They got their Halloween shit ready. And they fucking went in and got some fucking Halloween shit. It's a fucking shitty ass fucking outfit. Didn't we talk about this?
I tell you what.
It's a fucking horrific outfit.
Well, they
you
made
want
it worse, Karrion, too. I feel like,
you want
I feel like they keep making it worse.
You want Karrion Kross to get over? Look, he's already bald. He already has a goatee. Just give him some regular-ass black tights. Give him some fucking beers to drink in the ring and do some stunners.
Yeah.
It'll be A-OK.
And have him smoke a fucking
I mean, he looks like Randy Orton's little brother.
Have
so,
him smoke a
I
fucking
mean,
joint afterwards. Add that to it.
Can we real quick talk about last week's fucking SmackDown and how Becky Lynch dropped the fucking ball last week?
Well, why not?
And
we're
talking
about WWE right now. Let's get all this WWE shit out of the way.
Yeah. So Becky Lynch drops the fucking ball, ladies and gentlemen. Like, I'm seeing these reports of these overnight reports ratings for SmackDown 2.9. But the final result for the ratings this Monday, yesterday, was 2.2. So really, she didn't bring up the fucking ratings at all. She only brought, like, what, 100,000 people to watch fucking SmackDown? Riveting. So the promo sucked. She was not real. It didn't sound like a real fucking person. She kept talking gibberish. She's the same fucking character as she left. There's no change whatsoever. Then Bianca comes out.
They didn't change her music. I remember last week, I was like, I'm wondering if they're even going to change her fucking music. They didn't even add, some fucking... You know, they add some of that shit to her fucking music already or something. Do something, you know, fucking do something.
Yeah, I
Make
can't,
some kind of change.
I can't
There's
stand
no
that.
Change.
I can't stand that that music from her steampunk era. It doesn't fit
yeah.
her character. It didn't fit
it's
her character for the last few years.
Let me tell you something, man.
Awful.
She changed. She did. I'll tell you what she did change. She changed her fucking nose. Right? She changed her fucking nose, and she changed her accent. She did work on her accent. I have to applaud her for that. Her accent is not as thick anymore, and I could understand every fucking word she was saying in there. So I got to applaud her for that. All right, because you know I'm gonna be critical on the show, and I'm always critical on the show about everything. But you know I got to give fucking credit where credit is due. So congrats to Becky.
You know
for working
what?
on her fucking accent, right?
You know what she needs? You know what she needs to change her character up just a little bit? She needs to shave her head, grow a goatee, wear some little black tights, drink some beer in the ring,
yeah,
do some stunners.
Stop it.
Hell yeah. Becky, Becky, I love what you're doing out there in the ring. You need to cinch up that stunner whenever you do. You need to tighten up that stunner.
She did the stunner, and it was awful.
Yes.
So yeah.
Drink a beer with her, too. I think Steve came out and drank a beer with her one time.
Have Becky Lynch
at the end
out
of
there
this
guzzling
promo,
fucking beers and shit.
At it's the end of this promo, bad. Bianca asks her a simple question. Will you want to fight with me tonight? And she says,
girl.
No, not tonight. That's it.
Girl.
That's all she did.
Yeah,
wasting
all they really
time.
Have to
girl.
Do is they just have to show
you know,
on screen
making
for like
Bianca
10
boil.
Seconds. Yeah. They don't have to give us anything worthwhile. They just have to show them on screen for like 10 or 15 seconds and be like, next week. Tune in next week. Oh, I hate that, dude. I hate that.
Yeah,
that's why I liked the Nia and Charlotte match so much. That match went long, and those chicks were, like, beating each other's ass. Compared to every
Becky
other match on the card, it was the only match worth the shit.
And then we have to talk about the tribal bitch, Roman Reigns. Again, he's fucking boring. He is fucking boring again. Comes out, doesn't even talk. He does not even talk. He doesn't even talk. He didn't even talk last week. He shows up.
You know what Roman Reigns needs? You know what Roman Reigns needs? Never mind. I'm not going to go there.
Yeah.
Not what?
It's awful.
What?
The fact that
what?
Brock Lesnar didn't even show up last week.
What?
Brock Lesnar didn't even show up. Any of
what?
You fools who thought Brock Lesnar was going to show up on SmackDown, you were kidding yourselves. You think fucking Brock Lesnar is going to fucking show up for a fucking SmackDown? Get fucked. Yeah.
He only got
so he didn't show
eight
up.
To 12 deals.
He was riding a four-wheeler.
8 to 12 mm-hmm. fucking shows or something like that. So they're not going to use him on
yeah.
TV.
I
well,
think I just realized something
about
you
get.
Saying that, too.
Well, you are
going to
get...
Go ahead and
finish. What you are going to get is Finn Balor versus Roman Reigns again. Because everybody wants to see Finn Balor get his ass kicked again and look like a fucking scrub. You're going to get that. And you know what else you're going to get? You're going to get the Street Profits versus the Usos again. Because that's what everybody wants to fucking see again. That fucking feud again. Man, what a good fucking product we have when Roman Reigns' only opponent is a guy he's beaten more times than he can remember and the Usos beating up the same people
Welcome
over and over again.
To the Usos!
What a good storyline. What a great storyline. Just for The Rock to fucking come in and either win or lose against Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. What a good fucking storyline.
Uso Penitentiary.
The Rock is stale,
wow.
Man. You know what The Rock needs? You know what The Rock needs to do?
He's already bald.
Yeah, you're right.
He needs to grow some fucking hair. That's what he needs to do.
The Rock
I
needs
to
do,
to
Jabroni.
Grow some fucking hair.
The Rock needs to keep making money in Hollywood. The Rock needs to keep going out there every day and working his ass off. You Rudy, ass Jabroni.
I mean,
You see, The Rock already had himself. He already, He already had himself a goatee at one point in time, Kevin. Don't you remember that, Kevin?
Did
and I'm out here in Hollywood doing big things, Kevin. I'm going back to Roman Reigns.
Speaking
I mean,
right.
Remember that awkward goatee The Rock had for like a couple of months? That was weirder than Hernandez's mustache.
Yeah.
I'm
rocking
that.
You're dissing Hernandez's mustache. I got a picture of that.
I got the big, thick, standalone mustache right now. Hernandez's mustache lives on my face.
Yeah.
We're
listen.
We're
going to
Hernandez on the show one day and discuss his, and ask him about his mustache. I think we can arrange that.
Yeah. Real talk.
One time
Roman Reigns says,
in Cyprus.
Roman Reigns says he's the needle that moves the fucking show, yet...
Well, let me tell you, this is the thing, Christian. You're getting a little bit ahead, bro. And here's the deal. This is the perfect segue because Riddle makes a claim, all right, is how we segue into this, all right? And the deal is Riddle's talking shit about Roman Reigns because of some comments that Roman Reigns made. Now, I didn't see the comments that Roman Reigns made. But apparently he said that he was, or that somebody didn't move the needle. Was he talking about CM Punk? That CM Punk wasn't a needle mover? and that
he's talking about himself moving the needle and that he's bringing the ratings up for SmackDown. Motherfucker, no, you're not.
You gotta be kidding me.
He's not moving the fucking needle. It's still around 2.0.
He said that? Oh, fuck. I gotta make this shit up. He actually fucking said that he was moving the needle.
Christian knows all about moving the needle. He does it every time.
Let me tell you something. So Riddle fucking comes out, and he straight up says, you know, he starts out with, and this is when I knew I had to keep reading this shit. And by the way, this was on Bleacher. And he opens up with, no disrespect to Roman. So, you know, I had to keep reading because you know there was going to be disrespect to Roman. And he goes on to say, he seems like a swell fella, but at the same time, it's like when people say they're a good parent, you know what? If you were a good parent, your kids would be telling you you're a good parent. When he's saying acknowledge me or I move the needle, no, you don't. You're related to The Rock. Shut up. Like, I'm not impressed. I can beat you up in a real fight. So shut your mouth. You're not moving needles. I'm the real stallion. RK-Bro is moving the merch. We're moving the needle. And that's it. I don't want to say too much. I'm not trying to get in trouble. Hey, hats off to him. He's amazing at what he does. I do like what he does, but at the same time, it's like, get off your high horse. You're in that spot for a reason. You're not a bro. You're second generation. I'm first generation.
He's fucking right.
He's cutting a shoot promo, you know.
He's one of those guys that could shoot fight anybody on the roster. Like, that's the cool thing about Riddle, too, is, you know, that used to be something that people respected in the Attitude Era. Like, this guy could really hold his own. Like, Riddle's that guy. If anybody really wanted to roll, Riddle could roll with him. So, maybe I'm just not for Riddle, but that guy can legit fight.
I noticed I've not heard
of him. I'd love to see him get his hands on JBL.
Brains on this.
He exposed Roman. It's true. Every word he just said was true. Roman Reigns ain't nothing. He's just related to the fucking Rock. That's why he's in the position that he's in. You think that if he wasn't related to the Rock, you think they would fire his ass in a few months at best. The guy is nothing.
Now, I was reading
here too, Christian,
a little bit of heat on him for this. Do you know anything about that, Christian? A little bit of heat on Riddle?
It's probably Vince McMahon angry that he fucking spoke the truth about his fucking golden boy, about Roman Reigns being not so fucking great, not being a fucking tough guy, and being a
fake-ass
bum.
That's exactly what he said, too. And let's see, this was on...
Riddle did it with Goldberg, too.
Yeah, this was
fuck
when
Goldberg
he was speaking
too.
With Bleacher.
Too.
He was speaking with Bleacher Report. So this was just I don't know what brought this on. You know, a lot of times shit like this is taken out of context too. You know, so, you know, I don't know. It remains to be seen, but we'll have to keep
Roman
you posted.
Roman Reigns is not the only thing that's happened, right? He also said shit about Bayley for some reason. He fucking buried Bayley. He fucking buried Drew McIntyre. Like, he's saying
he's
the one who fucking...
Becky Lynch on her ass.
Yeah, he's burying every fucking body.
He buried Becky Lynch's
ass. Yeah, I know, but I'm starting to really think that this is not fucking kayfabe. I'm starting to think he actually believes that he's the tribal chief in real life. And
oh, you're talking about tribal chief. I thought you were still talking about Riddle.
No, I'm talking about Roman. He's fucking buried Bayley for no reason. He's saying he was the reason why he carried the Thunderdome era, yet there was other stars that did fucking that before him. He came back in the middle of it. And then I actually think Vince McMahon fucking created a monster, and I think he actually believes in real life that he's the fucking tribal chief.
Wow.
You were saying all that though about when you were saying about Brock coming back and just about Roman and nobody caring. Like, I realized that every week I only watch Monday Night Raw. Like, the one show that I have to watch is Monday Night Raw, and I'll skip SmackDown, I'll skip AEW, I'll skip NXT. And I think the reason is because I don't really care about as much of any of the guys that are on the other rosters. I don't care about as much as, like, a few people that are on the Raw roster. Like, because I'm a bigger fan of more people on Raw than I am on any other show. So, yeah, I mean, they're the only and they're missing so many demographics with all these shows by doing that, too. They're, like, they're missing the boat with certain wrestling fans just by how they're doing things on a certain night of the week. It could turn somebody totally off of their product. Because I only like the Raw product right now, and that's what I realized.
And what about it? Like, what about it is so, I mean, I understand that, like, you know, it was like, you know, I would watch Raw all the time because it was Monday, and you grew up watching wrestling on Mondays if you grew up in the 90s. You know what I mean? But, like, what about it is so intriguing, Kevin? Like,
part of it's that, but part of it's, like, it's the people. It's Matt Riddle, Alexa Bliss, Drew McIntyre, definitely Sheamus. It's just the roster that they have. The Miz, like, they have more of my favorite wrestlers on that show. So
yeah, you're drawn into the roster.
Me. But there's
too.
People,
I mean,
yeah,
know,
there's
I
like other rosters
people.
That aren't as alluring, I guess, as maybe to different
yeah,
people. So
you know,
certain people
you know
like
what?
The
and
AW
we're
going to
get more into
not
that.
Watch Raw.
Because I also have some thoughts on that, and we're going to talk about that when we get into our AEW. So check it out. And this next segment that we're going to talk about right now actually pertains to this shit that Kevin is saying. Right, and not shit, I don't mean it like that, but this stuff that Kevin is saying. Let me correct myself there. But check it out. Several of the WWE superstars that, you know, former superstars are becoming free agents because their 90-day non-compete clauses are expiring after today. That includes Buddy Murphy, Braun Strowman,
yeah.
Lana, Ruby Riott, who appears to be setting herself up rather nicely with these vignettes. I don't know if you guys have seen them, but if you haven't, check them out. You can check them out on her Twitter. Santana Garrett, and of course, Aleister Black. Of course, Black had different circumstances in his contract, and the word is out as to, you know, what my cousin had to do in order to get the, you know, situation workable in his favor to where he was able to debut in AEW much earlier, but I digress. But nevertheless, Strowman appears to be working with the name as Titan. That's going to be his new name, and there's been word going around the campfire that he's going to go to Impact. There's also some word AEW out
not
there,
good.
So we'll see. Buddy Murphy, who today released on Twitter a picture that he was finally free, and he posted a picture of some chains of like two fists up in the air with chains, you know, with like they were cuffs, and the chains were broken. But then he got criticized, you know, Twitter. Fucking Twitter being the sensitive fucking pussies that they are, you know. And so then
he
had to change that from a bird cage to a bird cage with some birds flying out of it, you know, indicating freedom, that he is free. And you can, if you Google freedom, those are the first two pictures that come up. Yet Twitter was all in a fucking tizzy over this shit. So I don't know why people fucking give any kind of credence to fucking Twitter. I'm so fucking sick of that shit. And the fact that Buddy Murphy had to fucking change or felt like he had to change his fucking shit to appease Twitter. I'm like, fuck that, man. Come on, man. Come on, bro. He disappointed me there a little bit. But he's still a great wrestler,
He didn't want it to get canceled and get his debut ruined. That's why he did it. So it was very smart of him to do it. The reason why they got upset was because they thought he was referencing slavery with the cuffs. You know, like slavery.
Yeah. But you know what, bro?
They got mad.
There used to be a time when whatever
obviously,
they fucking
even though he's
thought,
obviously a prisoner in a prison.
And that's
the
problem
show
that
him
I
as
have.
A prisoner.
Yeah. And then,
he's not a slave. He's in prison. He's like a dangerous person on death row.
Exactly. I mean, that's what I would think. But, you know, a certain group of people thought this. So he had to fucking go out of his way to appease them, or otherwise he'll get canceled. Fuck this whole cancel shit.
Too deep into this? Yeah. But think about that, too. The image of breaking chains can't be used in art anymore. You can't use it in art unless it's art pertaining to slavery. Yeah. You can't use that anymore.
That's a bunch of bullshit. I feel like going and getting some fucking chains tattooed on my body.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, after all, I've been in the pen. I mean, what the fuck?
Real quick on Braun Strowman's name, Titan, that's very bad. Just because, and I feel bad, but I think that this could work out and maybe he'll get a character change. There's a wrestler from Houston named Titan. And there's a guy, he's been wrestling down here for years. He wrestles all over Texas. And he's a big dude. He's not as big as Braun Strowman, but he's pretty huge. And it's like, that's got to suck to be a guy on the indies and then have something like that. As soon as you said that, I was like, no, not Titan. Because he's been building that name for a while. But
Is it confirmed?
He released a tweet on it. He should have just called himself Colossus.
That would have been cool. That would have been real cool. That would have been real cool, actually.
Yeah. You could have gone with Braun.
But him going to Impact Wrestling is fucking stupid. The fucking crowd there sucks. Impact sucks. I don't know why he decides to go to fucking Impact, of all places.
Well, we don't know yet. You know, and then besides, Impact Wrestling has been getting bones or scraps or whatever, and they're very nice, healthy scraps. I mean, goddammit. Fucking Christian was the AEW champion, right? AEW champion, yes.
No, Impact champion.
Wait a minute. What championship has Christian been holding that he's defending
Impact.
What do you mean Impact championship?
World title.
Wait, who has the title right now?
Kenny Omega.
Oh, yeah, okay. So he's fighting Christian's looking to regain the title.
Christian won the Impact title from Kenny.
Okay, I got you.
He's facing Kenny at the pay-per-view this Sunday for the AEW title.
Right, that's one of the few matches that I like. All right, so let's see here.
Christian might not even stay in Impact that long. I have a sinking feeling that Brian Myers might beat him for the title, so I don't even think Christian's going to stay in Impact that long.
Well, he might. I don't know. I mean, you know, there's NWA that's looking to be on the rise with Trevor Murdoch winning the championship. Yeah, that's right. Give it up for Trevor Murdoch. This is actually his team before it was the tag team when he was in Landscape.
Trevor Murdoch's not a bad wrestler.
The longest run, that was a long-ass fucking run. 1,000 days? 1,000-plus days?
Oof, Nick Aldis? That's ridiculous.
That was a fucking run, bro.
I know. It's an achievement, but...
7 years? Fucking... Can you imagine
I'm down with Trevor Murdoch carrying the NWA to this new era. That seems like wrestling's just doing a boom period. So every company is booming right now a little bit. So that's good.
I like it.
How about the fact that Awesome Kong is retired, even though she barely wrestled in her career?
Well, you know, she retired.
Maybe barely. I mean, I saw her wrestle. She wrestled in Booker's place several times. She's wrestled in Houston a bunch.
No, but that doesn't count. That's not really a major league wrestling promotion.
Yeah, no, I got you. I'm just saying that, like, she definitely has done a bunch of indies. You know, she's wrestled a bunch. If it wasn't all on TV, you know, it sucks. But
I'll tell you what, man. It's time to take a fucking break. And we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about we still have birthdays and all that shit. So, yeah, let's do this. We'll take a break. come back. And we got the birthdays, we have the history, and then we got AEW stuff. Oh, man, hell of a show. Hell of a show. From the Friendly Fire Cigar Studio in Houston, Texas. You're listening to Fatal 4-Way Radio on the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more. Friendly Fire Cigars. Come on in and enjoy the game. Come on in and relax with friends. Come on in and light them up at Friendly Fire Cigars, where they carry top brands such as Arturo Puente, Viejo, Romeo and Julieta, Avo, Monte Cristo, Ashton, and many, many more. Friendly Fire Cigars, where they have amenities such as comfortable leather seating, 4 HDTVs with 4 separate cable receivers, Netflix, Wi-Fi, cigar locker rental, patio seating, and much, much more. Where do you want to go? Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire Cigars. 1905 South Derry Ashford. Friendly Fire Cigars. Get there. Wild show about your precious Dallas Cowboys? Check out the Puro Pinche Cowboys podcast, season 2, coming soon, only on the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more. Puro Pinche Cowboys! Puro Pinche Cowboys! Podcast. Generation Podcast Network. I am the resident heel, Minister of Sinister. I'm sitting here with Rancho Punk Rocker, Albert Inspected, Peacemaker, Kevye West, and the Swami, Christian from Philly, the Lily Willy. And we're catching you up on all the latest madness in the wacky world of professional wrestling, if you will. Man, we got Tony Khan, the ultimate fanboy. Hey, this guy, if you follow him, he talks a lot of shit. And guys, I got to say, I mean, you know, you got money to throw around like that. Look, man, right now, he's putting his company. I saw a lot of criticism about him, okay, recently. But right now, he's putting his company, to me, in the greatest. I mean, he's advancing them in fucking leaps and bounds right now. Christian, are you with me? Hello?
I'm here. Am I on mute?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm right here. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I agree.
He's advancing the company in leaps and bounds right now. You know what I mean?
Yes, and
like
I
this,
agree.
This whole thing with CM Punk was huge. There's more to come. There's more to come, okay? Because we still have Bryan Danielson coming. And you know some of the women, like Ruby Soho, you know, and she's going to make a definite impact on the women's division. They're hurting. The women's division right now is hurting. And they need more women to come up.
Yeah.
So I don't understand the criticism on Tony Khan, you know, because he's talking about WWE. All right. There was criticism about him because he's talking about WWE and in his interviews instead of, you know, talking about, you know, making his company better, what have you. But hey, man. If people, he's such a fan, right? So what if he is a fucking fanboy? Because he's such a fan of it that, yeah, he's got the money to shell out. But look at it, look at the return so far that he's had. He's had quite a bit of return, actually. This whole thing with fucking CM Punk, while it was not the highest rated show in their history, okay? It was their, I think, their third highest show. Nevertheless, it was still huge. And they're going to have more big, huge moments like this because apparently, you know, Vince McMahon all of a sudden wants to create stars. And he's finally taking our advice, like creating stars and shit. But, you know, even though we didn't necessarily mean it like that, mean it the way he's doing it. No, you don't have to answer this. I'm just using idioms here, you know. And so, you know, here it is. We're in a situation now where Tony Khan is getting his opportunity to build his wrestling empire, if you will, based on, you know, the people that are being let go. I mean, fuck, it's business. At the end of the day, it's fucking business. And if somebody asks you a fucking question, why can't you fucking answer it? But I digress. To me, he's doing a good job. You know, I don't know if I would be answering questions about WWE and shit. I'd rather be talking about my company. But, you know, if you ask me something about somebody else, I might chime in on it. I don't know. Maybe he had a few cocktails before. Before they asked him, what the fuck do I know? Right? I was not there, but I digress. Guys, AEW, All Out this weekend. Oh, wait, before we get to that, we do have birthdays, all right? We got the birthdays. Shit, we got to get through. And August 31st. Oh, yeah, we got some big ones today. We got Jeff Hardy. And, man, earlier when I saw it was Jeff Hardy's birthday, I was like, please. Don't let him go out and fuck up tonight. You know, I hope he's in a good place right now in his life where he doesn't feel like he has to go out and fucking go to a beach somewhere and get high and, You know, something, just go out and do something stupid. I just hope he can celebrate with his family or whatever, you know, and have a good day today without doing any of the extracurricular madness. But happy birthday to Jeff Hardy.
It's been more than 2 weeks, right? And they said he had COVID. He should have been back by now.
Again, I just hope he's in a good place. You know, so happy birthday to him. Mickey James.
Hey, with Jeff, I watched the video real quick. I watched the video this week of whenever Jeff had that match against Sting in TNA and he was all messed up. And
there's an
episode, like the following episode of Impact, though, like AJ Styles chews his ass out. Have y'all seen, Chris, do you know what promo I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah,
but it
like
wasn't the following episode. It was like a few months later.
Really? Well, yeah, it was like after that happened that he like chewed into Jeff's ass, and it was like the best AJ Styles promo I ever heard. It was just about him like trying to make TNA something good.
You almost destroyed this company.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Though Jeff Hardy would not be the one to try to come.
But it was a cool video I watched this week.
Nice. So let's see, what else do we have for birthdays? Oh yeah, Mickey James also. Happy birthday to her. You know, she had a career in. Let's see. She was in AEW. And then she was in AEW, and then she was in WWE as, let's see. She went to the Ohio Valley.
Yeah.
There's a little small stint in AEW. And then she went to Ohio Valley and was there for like 2 years. And then she went up to the main roster where she was playing that the psycho lesbian
angle with Trish Stratus.
Stalking Trish Stratus, yeah.
And she became women's champion out of it with that gimmick.
Yeah. Became women's champion and shit. I mean, you know, she had a good career. And she was in that whole NWA Empower deal. This was all her recently.
Except that feud where, you know, it was her last run in WWE where she was feuding with Michelle McCool and they kept calling her a fucking pig.
Oh, that was terrible,
That was disrespectful. And
man,
you know what else
terrible.
Was disrespectful?
I fucking hated that
Another disrespectful shit was putting her fucking belongings in a fucking garbage bag and WWE fucking sent it to her like that. That's disrespectful.
Oh, yeah. I remember reading about all that shit.
Good career.
Ember Moon. Happy birthday
to
Ember Moon. Well, I guess is in NXT still?
She's fucking buried in NXT. She hasn't shown up on TV in fucking months.
Yeah, it's been a while. From what I read. So I don't know what's going on with her. Maybe she'll be in the next batch. Coming, because there is a next
her
batch
NXT,
coming.
Her NXT run fucking sucks, bro. She basically came back, started losing matches, and then she won the tag titles, only to lose it the next time. She only held the tag titles for like 2 fucking weeks. What a good NXT run.
Bam Bam Bigelow, September 1st.
You pain.
He was...
Sorry. He was a major fan.
He was good in ECW. He was horrendous in WCW. Like, he got fatter and fatter, and his matches quality was terrible.
Bam Bam.
I read recently, I can't remember what it was, just some article about him, but they were saying that, like, he was, like, the nicest guy. Like, he had the reputation for being, like, the super nicest guy backstage.
Sammy Callahan also September 1st.
I don't understand. I don't see him as the draw.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you, Sammy, but I really don't see you as the fucking draw.
He's one of the top guys in the last, couple of years of Impact. I like Sammy. He's all right.
Yeah, but Yeah, for now he's one of the top guys, but sooner or later, other people are going to be fucking coming to Impact, and he ain't going to be no more top guy anymore. I'll tell you that right now. He'll be an afterthought again.
TJ Perkins, September 3rd. Also, The Bunny, September 3rd.
Do we really have to talk about a grown man dressed up as a fucking rabbit?
Not that bunny.
Wait a minute. Oh, that bunny? Oh, I thought they were talking about the chick bunny.
Not that bunny.
No,
they're talking about the chick bunny. Yeah, Allie.
Oh, well, there was a bunny. It was a bunny.
Yeah,
not Adam Rose's bunny.
Yeah, not that bunny.
Okay.
The bunny, the chick bunny, yeah.
Okay.
Karma, September 4th.
That's Awesome Kong.
Yeah, Awesome Kong. Xavier Woods, September 4th.
He's been having boring matches lately on WWE.
I actually appreciated that segment. Hold on before I say that. I gotta walk back. Like, I gotta clean that shit up a little bit, because here's how it was. Okay, I thought that fucking segment with him and The Miz and them was misplaced on the card. You know, at this point in the card, I was ready for it. Was like we were at a fucking crescendo. Okay. And then next thing you know, we had this spot right before the climax. You know what I mean? And it was like, fuck, man, way to kill the fucking momentum. Like, I thought this could have been placed maybe a little bit earlier in the card.
It wasn't
the segment.
Before that.
Because he came out dressed as the bad guy. He even had the fucking hairdo and shit with the little shit sticking down in front of his fucking, he had the fucking toothpick. He was the bad guy, you know. He, you know, Scott Hall.
Yeah, but he wasn't. Yeah, he was Scott Hall from NWO. But the segment wasn't even before the final match. It was before fucking Goldberg and Bobby Lashley.
Nevertheless, it should have been in a different spot, is what I'm saying.
It
took out some of the momentum of the pay per view the way they placed that shit. But nevertheless, Xavier Woods a great fucking talent. All right, let me tell you what I heard about this or read about this guy one time, or maybe I heard about it in an interview. I don't remember. But that he would walk around with his fucking resume and shit, handing his fucking resume to everyone. And, you know, he fucking did what he did. I mean, he's a scholar, no less. If you didn't know this about him, he's got like 2 degrees. And I think he's going for a PhD or some shit, too. I mean, the guy is definitely an interesting man. Definitely an interesting man. In his mid-30s. But anyway, and he's very entertaining. So happy birthday to Xavier Woods. Sin Cara, September 5th. The Barbarian, September 6th. Alien. September 6th. Remember Jillian with that bad singing?
Oh, yeah.
That was a funny character. The Barbarian, September 6th. I remember that guy. And Wendy Richter, I guess, would have been, she's 1961.
When you said these were big names, I thought you meant like real big names. These are fucking mid cards and jobbers.
Yeah, big names. I started out with Jeff Hardy.
Yeah.
Sorry, Christian, didn't mean to disappoint you on that, but I digress. Let's see, one last one. Braun Strowman. September 6th.
Well,
so happy birthday, happy birthday.
Can't call him that no more. We have to call him Titan now.
Sure. Maybe we should just call him Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Adam Scher. But I digress. It is fucking time for fucking. We gotta do some AEW shit here. Talking about
and now the resident watchdog Christian from Philly with AEW.
Oh, wait a minute! You did. You were right.
Yeah,
you thought we were gonna do fucking the history.
Yeah.
That's right. I forgot about that. You know what? 10 years ago. No, wait a minute. I got something better than that. I got it right here in my notes. 26 years ago, actually. All right. 26 years ago at a WWF Superstars of Wrestling taping in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
What's that?
Davey Boy Smith, a.k.a. the British Bulldog, makes his return to the WWF after nearly a 2-year absence. Now, he was fired from the WWF in November of 1992 after he was busted for receiving HGH shipments from an English pharmacy. This came 2 months after, and then he would have a brief stint in WCW before being released after his involvement in an altercation with a man at a bar who was making sexual advances at his wife.
My God.
Now, in his return bout airing on the weekend of October 8th, Smith defeated Ben Jordan. But also on this taping, we had the former WrestleMania main eventer, Christopher Pallies, also known as King Kong Bundy, guys. Now, Bundy was last seen in WWF on television in late 1987 when he defeated WWF champion Hulk Hogan by a countout. And during the bout, check this out. During the bout, Bundy accidentally, now this isn't in quotes, he legitimately injured the referee with his running avalanche. After that, he was relegated to house show duty for the remainder of his run, which ended in February of 1988. So in his return bout, King Kong Bundy defeated Mitch Bishop in just 84 seconds.
He should have just stayed.
This one is interesting. 22 years ago, guys, Monday Nitro from Miami, Florida, Lex Luger and Sting, two guys I used to legitimately hate, defeated WCW United States Champion Bret Hart at Hollywood by countout. Now,
this was
running unopposed to any, you know, Monday Night Raw was, or Monday Night, USA Network was showing the U.S. Open tennis coverage. All right, so TNT had the highest show ever with a 6.4. Nitro would lose 25% of its audience when Raw returned to its regular slot 2 weeks later.
Yeah, because this was during the Wolfpack era. Bret Hart was on again, off again Hogan's bitch. And, you know, this was during Bret Hart's terrible WCW run. So, of course,
I hated it.
It was horrible. Bret Hart's run was horrible. All right, it was shit. And by this point, you know, NWO ran its fucking course. It was garbage at this point.
Yeah, dude.
I was surprised the tennis. I was surprised the tennis didn't fucking beat them. I wonder what the rating was for the tennis, because I'm pretty sure the tennis was more had more ratings than the fucking show.
Woo! 10 years ago, guys, Caval was announced as the winner of NXT season two.
Wrong.
And with this win, yeah. And with this win, he earned a championship on a pay-per-view match.
Yeah.
Michael McGillicuddy, of course, Curtis Axel finished second, and Alex Riley finished third. All three made the main roster, with Curtis Axel being the most successful out of all the three. Anybody want to dispute
that?
But
here's the thing, right? What the fuck was the point of these competitions then, right?
That was fucking stupid. That was shit NXT.
I know, but that's the whole point. The fucking competitions made no sense because the competition of NXT is to see which one of these superstars was going to go to the main roster. But it doesn't fucking matter, apparently, because the loser still goes to the fucking main roster. So what the fuck's the point of this?
Yep.
it's like American Idol. You know, first,
yep.
Second, and third place all get record deals somewhere.
Wait a minute. Out of American Idol, now I was just having this conversation with the fabulous Kitty Teixeira last week or the week before. Out of American Idol, how many fucking people do you actually know that went on to, like, have careers? What, Kelly Clarkson?
I don't know Kelly.
The guy that lost to Kelly Clarkson, maybe, which was the guy that did the Dr. Pepper commercial? Sweet!
Yeah, well,
there was,
I guess you're right.
There was Bo Bice.
What about Ruben Studdard?
I'm thinking about Bo Bice, dude. There was Daughtry. He was rock
chick,
and roll.
There was a chick.
Was,
I don't remember her name, but a boy chick.
Was pretty popular for like 3 years, maybe.
Carrie Underwood, I think.
Carrie Underwood was on American Idol?
Okay, but here's the deal.
Then she takes the cake.
Think about how many years it's been on. You know, and what, it's a handful of names that we remember? And they've had a winner every fucking year? So, yeah, I mean, you know, that whole concept of NXT was fucking shit. And then here recently they had a great concept going, but now apparently just like that, it's fucking gone to shit. It was used as a scapegoat or something. Something fucked up. Something nefarious happened is what I'm thinking. All of a sudden, they got this fucking horrific fucking logo.
NXT?
NXT.
The logo they stole from AEW?
Horrific fucking logo.
I'll tell you what happened.
Looks like a six-year-old kid made it.
And I told you this on the phone. I called you this, and I told you a seven-year-old made this. They literally got a seven-year-old to make this fucking logo.
I mean, you know, it's fucked up, man.
What the fuck is this, Nickelodeon?
Who's the graphic artist, too? It sucks to be that guy. Like, this guy was probably really excited, or girl, was really excited about, like, making this logo and being like, man, a lot of people are going to see this. And then it gets dropped, and everybody, all they have to say is bad, horrible things about your design. They're like, man, this sucks, dude. And it looks like they stole it from AEW because they match the same color patterns and stuff that the AEW has on their background.
But I forgot to mention that a seven-year-old made this.
So, yeah, happy birthday to Caval. No, wait a minute. No, it's not Caval's birthday. That was actually 6 years ago today.
Caval had any title he could have chose when he went NXT. A smart man would have chose the world title, but nope, not Caval. He decided to go for the U.S. title, and guess what? He still fucking lost. And that was it. He got fired the next night. He got fired the next night.
I remember that.
Crazy. He's gonna be at Local Wrestling Presents Reggie on the 18th. He's wrestling Ninja Mac.
There you go. It's great that we brought that up tonight. So Caval will be in town in Houston, Texas, at the Houston Premier Arena, or what is it called?
don't know.
Yeah. They got like 50 tickets left or something like that. The general admission sold out. There's two, second row and third row. I'm probably just going to buy one second row ticket and go.
It depends.
Yeah, man, these things, so it's on a Saturday?
Yeah, they've been doing them on Saturdays. And just shout out to Jaime if he's listening, but like that's kind of been the thing the last few times. It's like I just didn't want to go because of COVID stuff. But we'll see how it goes. I don't think it's unsafe. Everybody in there wears a mask every time I've been. It's just me personally. I got a lot of people that are sick, like not around me, but like in my family. So I don't want to go out.
Yeah. Well,
on a lighter note.
Let's see here. Yeah.
Let's just stop raiding.
Now, wait a minute. We got one more thing, guys. We're not done yet, bro. You're jumping the gun. On this day, August 31st, got one last thing for you, Christian from Philly.
Yeah.
2019, the second AEW pay-per-view All Out came to us from the Sears Center in Chicago, Illinois. The pre-show had Nyla Rose winning the 21 Women Casino Battle Royal to become number one contender for the Women's World Championship. The main event saw Chris Jericho defeat Hangman Adam Page to become the first ever AEW World Champion, which meant that Jericho will go down as the first person in history to have held the world title in WWE, WCW, and AEW ever.
We're screaming at it. What the hell?
Ever.
He's got such a cool list of accolades, dude. Of all the wrestlers, and I'm
a big
Chris Jericho mark, but he's got the coolest list. The first AEW champion just sounds so good, along with the first undisputed champion. I don't care how it went. I don't care if it was fucking just like something they had to do to get the belt off of Steve and The Rock or whatever, but I'm happy for my boy for winning that belt.
That's right. Same here.
Yeah.
And that.
Talk about
that. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck Nyla Rose.
I don't agree with the whole Nyla Rose thing, but, you know, if it is to be, you know, I don't have a problem with the way they've done it at all.
Yeah.
Or the way they've done anything with it, so, you know.
She doesn't have a competitive edge or anything.
But I'm excited to see what happens with their women's division, because they definitely need some women up there to stir things up.
It's like we talked about, you know, some months ago or even last year. You know what I mean? Like, people can complain about, like, you know, transgender people, you know, competing in the Olympics or any other sport all they want, like, whatever. But the last place that she complained about is in pro wrestling. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's fucking stupid.
And it's art imitating life, too. If there was ever a good time,
yeah.
It's like, jump on the gimmick. Let's do it now.
Right?
Yeah.
You're right, Kevin. It's money. It drew a lot of eyes to AEW, and it drew a lot of eyes to Nyla Rose, too. I mean, it made them money.
Yeah. And rightfully so. I don't know why Christian says fuck Nyla Rose, because I haven't seen necessarily anything super impressive from her, but I haven't seen anything. The thing with them, and, you know, it's just the, I don't know, it's just the AEW women's roster, the AEW.
I just think she's boring.
Yeah, they're just more boring. I think the women in WWE get more storyline and attention, and it makes their characters more interesting, and that's the thing.
Yeah, but they're shit, too. They're shit. AEW's problem with women's division is they're fucking boring. The women in WWE are just dog shit.
I beg to differ. I just think that they need more exposure and more matches in AEW. I think you got like characters like Thunder Rosa, who are fucking over as fuck with like the girls and just kinks. Yeah, Britt Baker. She's got, you know, but Thunder Rosa's super over with, like, kids. And you go see, like, a Mission Pro Wrestling show, which I went last year. I need to go back again. But it's just, like, a line of kids that just want to, like, meet Thunder Rosa and take pictures. You know, she's a very intriguing character. She's becoming, like, a San Antonio, like, staple, you know what I mean? Like, she's just, like, one of those characters that's larger than life. Of course, you got Britt Baker, too, who's just over as fuck with everybody. And I just think it needs to be handled a little bit better. You put in the spotlight just a little bit more, and you will have by 2022 is going to be the year of women in AEW, I believe.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
You think so?
Well, let's see in the AEW real quick.
Well, that'll be interesting. That will be very interesting. And you know what? I wouldn't mind seeing that, actually. I would really rather enjoy it. I would rather enjoy seeing that to anything else that we have coming up in WWE. But shit, check it out. We'll be right back after these words. And when we come back, we're going to wrap this up with some AEW stuff. So, yeah.
Come get on the train. Pippin ain't easy.
From the Friendly Fire Cigar Studios in Houston, Texas, you're listening to Fatal 4-Way Radio on the World Generation Podcast Network. Hey! Minister of Sinister here, with a public service announcement, because we do that here too, you know. Nevertheless, COVID-19. Have you been vaccinated? I have, and guess what? It didn't cost me a thing. In fact, it allows me to walk around most businesses freely without a mask, which is a huge plus. I mean, how many times have you walked up to a store only to have to walk back to your car when you realize you left your stupid mask behind? Come on. Go get vaccinated. Look, folks, you know me. I'm the first one to call a spade when I see one. You know this. It's all a bunch of horse shit. We all know this. Why did I get vaccinated? Hear me out, folks. Honestly, I don't want to find myself in the ICU getting badgered by a freaking news reporter as to why I didn't get vaccinated. I saw this today on the midday news as I was checking out of La Quinta. Also, here's the thing. I'm anxious to see what other horse shit they're going to come up with to take away our freedom, because this has been a test. A test, folks, to gauge what all they can get away with. But I digress. Go get back, folks, so we can find out what the hell they're up to together.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by the World Generation Podcast Network.
What's your thoughts on Dusty Rhodes?
Man, I used to not be able to stand Dusty Rhodes until I realized how much of a fucking legend he was. Once I became a mark, and I realized how much of a fucking asset he was, and in the planning of a lot of the shit that I watched growing up, I instantly became a fucking fan of him. I never did like him growing up. I hated him. Why?
No, I had a lot of plans, baby. I did a lot of things for the NWA and the WCW, baby. Let me tell you something, Chucky. I did it all for you, baby.
Fatal 4-Way Radio, only on the World Generation Podcast Network.
resident watchdog, Christian from Philly, with AEW Weekly.
Where's my fucking coffee? You forgot to give me my coffee. Oh, we're live? Or okay. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to AEW Weekly, the show where I give you what you fucking want, and you will listen to what I fucking say about my reports, motherfuckers. You're all sick puppies. You listen to what you want. Shut up! Give me my coffee. Anyway, I'm here to report AEW tonight. And I have got to say, last week's show of AEW Dynamite was very weak. I'm sorry. Last night's show was weak, in my opinion. It was a weak show. We start things off with Orange Cassidy and Matt Hardy. This match was weak. I'm sorry. Like,
wait a minute.
It was slow.
Did you see Matt Hardy's face afterwards, though?
Yeah, that was
fucked.
His nose got broken. His nose got broken by a cross body up the top rope. Darby Orange Cassidy landed on his fucking face, and he broke his nose to pieces. That was unfortunate. But other than that, this match was boring. Like, this wasn't good at all. It was like I was watching a WWE match, and that's not good at all. So, poor show. That's a poor match. I'm sorry. I mean, I respect Matt Hardy. I respect Orange Cassidy, but I was expecting more. I was expecting better. So, not a good start. What are your opinions about this match?
Didn't see this match, but I don't know. It's probably good. I was high on I'm high on AEW when I watch them, so I can't talk too much shit because I honestly didn't watch. I'll watch these episodes like this week.
Saw the match. I didn't have a problem with the match. Okay, I didn't have a problem with the match at all. However, I'm not used to watching AEW, so I'm still trying to get acclimated to everything. I could see why Christian might, could have seen this as a boring match. Because maybe he's burned out on the story or whatever, or if there even is a story. I don't know. I'm still getting my feet wet at this point with AEW, but, I saw a decent match.
There was no story in this match. They're not even feuding. This just happened.
Yeah, and, that's one of the things that I'm wondering about AEW at this point, because, they had a show tonight on YouTube. And there was just a bunch of random matches and shit. And I'm like, man, it's
dark.
Just too much.
Dark.
It's just too much.
It's just dark, It's just AEW dark. So that doesn't really count,
Yeah, it's because their show is shorter. Chuck, we were talking about this last week. Their TV show is shorter, but their live event is the same length as like a WWE event. So they film half for YouTube and half of it goes on TV.
Yeah.
All right. I'll give him a pass. I'll let him make it.
Up next, Chris Jericho addresses his AEW future. Obviously, this was a setup for MJF versus Jericho 3, where this time around, if Jericho loses, he has to retire from wrestling. MJF agrees, but I don't know. I think Jericho is going to lose and retire because I heard rumors that he's going to retire. I don't know, smart thing to do would put MJF over as a top heel to retire Chris Jericho, so I think they're going to do that. To be honest, I think Jericho should retire. There's nothing for the man to prove at this point, right? He's a multi-time world champion. There's nothing to prove. There's nothing left for him to prove. He led a stable. He's a multi-time world champion, a multiple-time intercontinental champion, a multi-time tag champion, the inventor of the Money in the Bank briefcase match. He has nothing to lose. He's a lead singer of a band. Successful band,
Oh, yeah, he can move to commentary. He's got a spot at the commentary booth waiting for him.
I think he's going to take some time off. I think he's going to take some time off, guys. You guys know that he has not taken time off in, 20 years, dude. Either he's doing wrestling or he's doing his band, or wrestling, or his band. I mean, in between WWE and AEW, he went to Japan.
Fozzy does
he was
have
kicking ass all over the place.
Fozzy has tour dates on the books right now, too. Fozzy is touring soon.
Yeah.
Look, yeah, so.
Look, here's the deal. Chris Jericho, you know, I'm all for it. I'm all for it, him losing, okay, and losing his career to MJF. Because he, and by the way, his contract is legitimately coming up soon, too. Okay, his contract with AEW. He's not one of the vice presidents, the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega. You know, he's just signed to them. So his contract is coming up soon. So, hey, why not go out, take the time off? You know, he could still do his cruises and shit, but he will always have a place in professional wrestling. Always. Regardless of if he fucking...
well, they could stand to,
you know,
they could stand to have
lose
him retire
to MJF.
And come back for one match.
Because let me tell you something, dude. It doesn't just have to be one match, okay? Because here's the deal. Here's the news. And I left this off of this day in history for a reason. For this reason alone, actually. Because I wanted to talk about also Terry Funk. 37 years ago today. Now, Terry Funk, who just passed away recently. But 37 years ago today, he called it a career for the first time.
Yeah.
See, you understand what I'm saying? He fucking retired 30 fucking 7 years ago today. He just died just a few weeks ago. You know, so how many times have you been to a fucking concert? Or I don't know about you guys, but I've been to a couple of the Kiss retirements already, knowing damn well that they're never going to fucking retire. Yeah, I've been to two of Ozzy's as well. I mean, you know. So, yeah, Jericho can have his first fucking retirement. I'm all for it. To put this fucking MJF over. I'm all about it. And I fully expect him to fucking lose.
Yeah, they could do it tastefully where he could come back later for one match and it wouldn't be like going back on your retirement. It's not always like that, you know. They kind of did that with Shawn. Like, doing it with like the Crown Jewel or something sucked. Bringing somebody out of retirement
Retirement does not mean shit in wrestling. Retirement, unless of course you're the straight shooter.
Undertaker.
You're always going by your word, Bret the Hitman Hart. Once you retire, you retire. But he came back for one match against the. Against Vince McMahon, never mind. Fuck, it was 2007, never mind.
So far, buddy, the only one who's done that is the guy you hate, Shawn Michaels. When have you seen him? That he may well be, but when have you seen him come back?
He wrestled 2 years ago.
In a match? 2 years
ago, Crown Jewel.
That's what I was saying. He came back for Crown Jewel. Like, it's not...
Boo. Oh, that's right. He sure as fuck did. Yeah, he should have fucked him, so it was all bastardized.
The only person who rightfully retired was The Undertaker because he didn't show up at WrestleMania, so he's really retired, so.
For now.
No, not for now. No, his hips are fucking broken. He can't fucking go no more.
Taker's done.
I don't know, man. I think we'll see him fucking come back from the dead.
Unless he signs with AEW to fight against Sting.
That motherfucker is gonna come back from the dead.
His final match against Sting in AEW. That's the only way I can see it.
Crazy. That would be fucking crazy.
Oh, man, I would love it.
It couldn't happen. He wouldn't do that to Vince.
Yes, he would. Like, he has no fucking obligations no more. He would do it. Like, what the fuck? He has no obligations no more. Fucking Ric Flair.
He's Vince's boy.
Ric Flair has no problem with that. He's going to sign with AEW, so why not?
Yeah, but Ric Flair, man, is Ric Flair. There is no other. You can't compare Ric Flair to anybody, especially Undertaker.
I don't know, man. Anything's possible nowadays. Anything could happen.
But yeah, and you know what? I would expect it to happen, actually. I actually do. But we'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, now that you brought it up, I hadn't thought of it. But, you know, since you brought it up. But yeah, so Terry Funk. So there you go. A little tidbit there.
Mm-hmm. So up next was the Varsity Blondes versus Lucha Brothers. Good match. This was probably the only decent match so far on the show. It was a great match. This was to determine who was going to be in the finals for the tag team eliminator to face the Young Bucks for the tag titles at All Out. So the Lucha Brothers win. It was a good match. Up next was Red Velvet versus Jamie Hayter, the girl who helped Britt Baker. Now she's another piece of muscle. This was disgusting. Red Velvet almost died. This was brutal. This was brutal. Fucking Red Velvet got destroyed. I think she was so fucked towards the end. She missed a standing moonsault. She completely missed Jamie Hayter. She didn't even hit the body. She flipped over her and she completely missed her. Either that's a botch, or she was really so concussed that she didn't know what the fuck she was doing and she was so fucked. Either way, Red Velvet lost and she got her ass whooped. She got destroyed.
By the chick with the crutches?
Okay. What?
Who's the girl that she wrestled? It was Britt Baker's teammate. Who's the girl with the crutch?
No, the other one with the blonde hair.
Okay.
She beat the shit out of Red Velvet so bad. It was brutal. It was disgusting, the match. Fucking Red Velvet almost broke her neck doing a suicide dive twice.
Jeez.
It was brutal.
Man, I don't remember this, but I know I watched it. I don't remember it. Maybe I had my head buried in the phone. Who the fuck knows?
Well, it was brutal. I think fucking Red Velvet was concussed.
All right, so what's next?
Up next was, of course, the best in the world, CM Punk, cutting a great promo. His debut in AEW got a great reception from Milwaukee, even though the crowd in Milwaukee fucking sucked. They barely popped for anything on fucking last week's show, except for CM Punk. So he cut a good promo, hyping up the match between him and Darby Allin, putting over the talent in AEW, and he kind of gave it away that Bryan Danielson, a.k.a. Daniel Bryan, was going to debut, because when the crowd was doing the yes chant, he said that somebody else should stick and be patient. You're going to see him soon. So he kind of gave it away that Daniel Bryan's coming to AEW, but we pretty much already knew that Daniel Bryan was coming, so whatever. So it was a great promo. Daniel Bryan, I would not be surprised if he shows up this Sunday at All Out. I don't know what's going to happen. He might not be the only guy to come to AEW All Out. So watch out for that pay-per-view.
I'm
could
just
be
wondering
even
at White. This point, how long CM Punk, how long the honeymoon lasts, if you will,
what?
With CM Punk.
Hey, hear me out.
I got
a theory too. I got a theory about Daniel Bryan Danielson. In the promo for Buddy Murphy, they said he's been in here. He said, we got a lot of people locked up in here, even the devil himself. And everybody thought that they were talking about Bray Wyatt being locked up in the penitentiary too. But what if the devil himself was Daniel Bryan, because he's the goat, and a goat is like a demonic
the
symbol,
devil.
Like a devil. He comes with Buddy Murphy and he's like the devil himself, and he's just like a brutal-ass Daniel Bryan. Oh, wow. It's a stretch. That is stretching, but that's actually a pretty cool idea.
I think Buddy Matthews is going to join with Malakai Black.
I think they're going to go along with the whole
House of Black.
I think
they're going to feud because they fought each other. It was their, he said the other inmate tried to rip your eye out or whatever. And so I think that they're going to be pit against each other maybe.
Yeah, but then, you know, I don't know. It's possibilities are endless. So we go to a random six-man tag with Eddie Kingston, John Moxley, and Darby Allin with Sting in his corner versus Dolph Ziggler's brother, some other two people that I don't know. And it was an okay match, I guess. Ish. Again, this
Wait a
was
minute.
A weak show last
Is
week.
Is this Dynamite?
Yeah, Dynamite.
All right.
They
have
I
a
told,
show Friday
saying,
night, too.
Yeah, I'm going to get to that soon.
All right,
part
all
of
right,
the report.
All right. All right.
So I'm telling you, this Dynamite was a weak show, so nothing eventful happened, to be honest. This was a weak show. So, yeah, this was a six-man tag. It was okay, but it was nothing to write home about. John Moxley's team win, but then Daniel Garcia, whatever the guy's name is, attacked from 2.0, attacked afterwards. So there's that. The next one was Kenny Omega and Christian Cage doing a promo battle. Christian Cage showed old footage of when Don Callis hired him in 96 and fired him the next day because, I don't know, you know, they were talking shit. Then they started referencing Edge during the promos of, you think you know me? You think you know me? Because, funny story, AEW was gonna hire Gangrel to make a debut in AEW, but because of Edge's fucking Brood gimmick that he did in SummerSlam, those plans had to been scrapped. So I think them mentioning Edge last week was kind of a rub, you know, a shot
a rib,
towards
a
Edge.
Dig.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like that.
Which is weird because
so
why would you hire
Gang? Inevitably pitting like Edge and Christian against each other in ratings, like where they're going against each other, they're hurting each other's ratings with their buddies.
No,
I think it's friendly competition between the two.
No, I think it was a rip because Gangrel was supposed to show up, and Edge's Brood gimmick ruined it.
So what do you think?
Yeah, but I mean. Essentially, that's what it is. Is it like Christian's on one show and Edge is on the other show? So you got this dynamic where two best friends are fighting each other for ratings and fighting to hold their companies up and stuff. And now they're like throwing stuff at each other, using stuff against each other.
Which is weird. Yeah.
Which is weird to hire Gangrel because do they not know what Gangrel's profession is? Do you guys know what his profession was?
No. I follow him on social media, and he's just a wrestler.
He was a porn star.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
There you go,
I think I might have heard that before, yeah.
The PWO, Porn World Order.
That's funny.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, next.
So, I've read that... they had a conversation, Gangrel and Christian.
Yeah.
About it. And that, you know, everything was cool.
They're all cool with it. There's no heat.
Yeah.
There was no beef. Yeah.
No beef.
So up next, we had another random six-man tag that was nothing. This was the Gun Club, which is Billy Gunn's kids and him, versus the Factory with QT Marshall, Bailey's ex-fiance, Aaron Solo, and a fucking bear. I don't know. A fucking bear. I don't know his name. Big Show was on commentary during this match because they're doing Big Show versus QT Marshall and All Out, which that's going to be the worst match of the whole fucking show, to be honest.
I don't even know who QT Marshall is. And I watched the show, I'm expecting Paul White to win this match.
That's going to be awful. That's going to be a horrible match. Yeah, so Big Show distracted them. The Gun Club.
You keep calling him Big Show, but he's Paul White.
I know, but he has the initials BS on his shirt, so I'm going to keep calling him Big Show.
Oh, my God. For real?
Yeah.
There's no more
there
BS.
Is no,
there's no shirt.
Yeah. So, there we go. Up next was the main event, Malakai Black versus Arn Anderson's talentless kid.
God,
Brock Anderson.
Weak ass main event, man.
This Brock Anderson fucking sucks. Okay? Arn Anderson, he is not. First of all, you can tell someone's fucking buried when the fucking crowd does not even give two shits about you. When he came out of that fucking ramp, man, it was fucking dead. Milwaukee was fucking dead. Crickets, you couldn't even hear crickets when he came out on that ramp. It was so dead.
Why is it the main event?
I don't know why it was the main event. That's the one thing. I don't know why. I'm glad they made Malakai Black look strong.
It was so fucking dead, the preacher came out to read the last rites.
I mean, I'm glad they made Malakai look strong, but fuck me. This was not a main event. This sucked. Anderson got his ass kicked. He's terrible. The kid is terrible. He has no charisma.
It looked to me like they were building, or like they're starting to build a storyline maybe between Arn.
Yeah.
And,
there's nothing wrong with building the story of the guy sucks and he learns and gets better.
And he's going to, and Arn is going to get in on this, and
yeah,
eventually Arn will get
his
ass beat, you know, by Malakai Black, and you know.
No, I think it's
going to
be.
This
Johnson.
Is the way
I
shit
it's
goes.
Be Lee I think it's
going
to be
going
Lee
to,
Johnson.
You know, use Arn as a stepping stone for Malakai Black.
No, I think it's going to be Lee Johnson versus Malakai Black because Lee Johnson came out after the match, so.
Yeah.
But. I'm so sick of these fucking storylines of the fucking parent and their fucking kids want to be wrestlers, these fucking storylines. These shit,
yeah.
This should never fucking work. It's fucking
yeah.
terrible. Look at fucking Ray and Dominic.
It's a repeat of Ray and Dominic on AEW, and it's pissing you off already.
Does it seem like we're getting
it's
it now,
so
like
shit.
In the last, in the recent years, like we're getting it more now than ever before? Maybe with, like, these second-generation wrestlers. There's so many second-generation wrestlers out right now.
It's so shit. It doesn't work. Fucking Ted DiBiase Jr. didn't fucking work. The only person who could have pulled it off, the only person who pulled it off was Cody. He's the only one. And Randy.
Yeah.
Those are the only two people who pulled it off. The rest sucked. Ted DiBiase Jr. sucked. Brock Anderson sucks. Dominic Mysterio sucks.
Hey, what about David
they
Flair?
Suck.
Come on.
Yeah, David Flair?
David Flair, oh, he unbelievably sucked.
You guys are terrible.
You fuck
me. It was a joke.
Oh, my,
David Flair's the ultimate.
I know.
He's the worst poor guy.
But yeah.
Woo!
So yeah,
Woo!
This last week's AEW was weak. Now we go to Rampage for the report. Now we go to AEW Rampage.
Woo!
They advertised CM Punk and Darby Allin going face to face, but that didn't happen. I think they got confused because I think they were supposed to announce a video package. Face-to-face thing, but they said they were going to meet face-to-face to talk about it. It didn't happen, so that was false advertisement, kind of. I thought AEW Rampage was a weak show, too, to be honest, because...
I did, too.
I thought
it
was a weak show.
And at this point, I was, man, AEW, I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. They had that big moment with CM Punk, and their future does look bright because they're going to sign, you know, Daniel Bryan or Bryan Danielson, and, you know, there's going to be another a whole crop of people that they're going to be adding to the roster from WWE. And I fully expect them to be competition for the WWE, but, you know, there's still a lot of things that have to fall into place for them before that happens. And it's not going to be immediate overnight and shit. But you know what? I'm definitely in for the ride. I'm definitely in for the ride, man. I'm completely turning over to AEW to the point where I'm not too sure I'm not going to rent this fucking paper or buy it or whatever the fuck they call it.
Yeah. So
it's going to be the best one they've ever had with CM Punk and shit.
Yeah.
And
so
possibly debut of, you know, somebody else.
Yeah. So we kick off Rampage with the finals of the tag team eliminator between Jurassic Park and the Lucha Brothers. Great match.
I mean, that's serious. That's fucking wrestling history. You know what I mean? I mean, like, here you have this fucker gone for fucking 7 years, and all of a sudden he's back and shit. And I like Darby Allin. And then you got the whole Sting factor. You got the whole Sting factor and shit.
I don't mean to cut in, but are we going to do predictions for All Out?
Yes.
I don't reckon I can go overtime tonight. But
we are.
I mean,
I'm just doing Rampage real quick. So
we got the
final tag team eliminator. It was a great match between the Lucha Bros and Jurassic Park. Lucha Brothers win. So now it's official for All Out. It's going to be the Young Bucks versus the Lucha Bros for the tag titles in a steel cage match. So that's going to be fucking great.
Yeah.
It's going to be
hell
sick.
Yeah.
Up next, we had another fucking... The crowd was dead again. Bunny versus Tay Conti. The crowd was fucking dead. They didn't give a fuck about this
match. No, we don't need to fucking talk about it either. If the crowd was dead, well, why do we need to fucking talk about it? Let's get to the fucking meat and bones of
what happened
shit.
Because what happened towards the end, Penelope Ford came out, helped the Bunny. So it looks like they're forming an alliance between Penelope Ford and the Bunny. Yeah.
The
main event for the show, the main event was Christian Cage and Frankie Kazarian versus Kenny Omega and Brendan Cutler. It was an okay match, but, you know, it was predictable that Kenny was going to fucking leave Brandon Cutler alone. Brandon was going to get the fucking pinfall, and, you know, it was a weak Rampage. CM Punk wasn't even there. CM Punk was there in the building, but he didn't fucking show up during the show. He showed up after the show, went off the air, and talked some shit. But they didn't do a segment with him on the show. So, okay.
I'm watching Kenny Omega, right? And, you know, I don't get too many... I haven't been able to watch Kenny Omega too often. Let me just get that out of the way. So I'm watching him, and I'm watching him closely that night. And, you know, I don't get the whole fucking appeal to fucking Kenny Omega that he's this fucking wrestling god and shit. All I saw was a fucking guy. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, everything is so deliberate with him. Like, all his moves are just deliberate. And, like, there's no fucking spontaneity. It's just like a fucking moveset. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I just think he's boring.
His wrestling.
His wrestling's okay, but, you know, he's not the be-all, end-all. There's other people that are better than him.
Yeah, I don't see shit at all. You know, I mean, like, what the fuck makes this guy so... I'm like, what the fuck, really?
The only thing that makes him cool is the V-triggers, his knee strikes. That's the only thing that's pretty worthwhile, you know? Other than that, nothing.
So are we ready for predictions?
Yes, I'm ready. Yeah.
Alright,
let's do this.
Yeah.
Got them.
Alright. Well, shit.
So,
do you have them on hand?
Let me get
them. I got them too, if you don't have them.
I got the card right here. I'm going to get my notepad so I can write us down.
Alright.
Alright, so first match of the card. First, I'm going to go in order with the card that I have right here. So, AEW World Championship, Kenny Omega versus Christian Cage. I'm not going to even bother. I'm just going to put all of us for Kenny Omega because there's no way Christian's winning the belt.
Come on. No wild card?
I got Omega.
No, you're right. I want Kenny in this match. Put me down for Kenny.
Yeah, I got Omega.
Yeah, because we all know Kenny's going to retain.
Albert, you're good
so
with
I'm going to put all.
You know what? Just because Christian picked Omega for all of us, I'm going to go with Christian Cage. And we're going to go caution to the wind here and just put me down for Christian Cage. You never know what's going to happen. What if Kenny Omega said it takes some time off? And we don't know about it, and Christian's going to be the new guy to have all these titles, you know, and go from promotion to promotion. What if they're going with that undisputed type title, and they're going to go forward with that? Who knows?
Yeah, fuck it. I'm going to pick Britt Baker for all of us.
Okay, but
to win the AEW Women's Championship. I'm going to do that.
Okay.
I'm going to pick Britt Baker for all of us. Albert, are you on board with that?
Wait. So is everybody...
We're going into overtime, boys.
Hey!
Are we? We need some overtime music. No.
Wait. So what? Who are you going for, Minister? Are you going for Christian, or you're going for Christian, right? Christian Cage.
I'm not going for Christian. I'm thinking that Omega's going to win.
We're all Kenny still.
So everybody except for Albert picked Kenny.
I like to live on the wild side a little bit. Right?
Okay. Up next is CM Punk versus Darby Allin. I'm gonna spare all of us on that. I'm picking all of us for Punk.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, big Punk. Yeah.
I mean, I can influence on that.
What do you mean? No, it's his hometown. They're not gonna. You know the fucking booze they're gonna give to Darby Allin.
That would be great, actually.
Are you saying this for real?
Yes.
But how much heat would somebody get if they were to interfere in the CM Punk versus Darby Allin match?
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network.
Yeah.
Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Fatal Four Way Radio, and we are in overtime in the archive. You gotta tune in for that.
I'm just saying that CM Punk might turn heel. You know, I have a theory, right? Because the 2.0 group that's been attacking Darby Allin and Jon Moxley and Eddie Kingston. What if they help CM Punk win, and CM Punk's the fucking leader of that group?
Yeah. I was like Albert was saying too before the break. Like I think an interference here makes the most sense. I don't know if either of these guys lose this match. I think some kind of shenanigans or interference takes place.
All right, so who you guys pick? I pick Punk. Minister, you want Punk or Darby?
I think I'm leaning with Darby Allin.
Okay. What about you, Kev?
Funk.
Okay. Very decisive. You, Al, Albert?
I'm gonna go with Darby Allin. I think if they're gonna start something with MJF, because what's MJF doing right now? He's not really feuding with anybody. He was the one.
Jericho.
What's that? No, but that's already gonna be over.
Yeah.
The blowovers at this pay per view, right? With Jericho and MJF.
Right.
Yeah,
so or somebody comes in to interview. So I'm gonna say Darby Allin. And or
right.
No contest, but I'll go Darby Allin.
All right. Speaking of that, we go to that match right now. Chris Jericho versus MJF. I'm going to save you all the trouble right now. I'm picking MJF for all of us.
Well,
no way Jericho's going to win this final match. Like, why?
Nah, I think Jericho will win. Put me down for Jericho.
Who's saying that, Kev or Albert?
Yeah, Kevin, put me down for Jericho. Because I don't know. I think that he could still take a break without having to retire from wrestling.
Okay, what about
I don't know.
You, Albert?
I think that Jericho, I think that they've done this whole thing. I think Jericho will come out on top, and it'll be like a feel-good moment for Jericho.
What's the stipulation for MJF?
Yeah,
what does he do?
Nothing. Nothing.
There is no stip for MJF.
For Jericho, he leaves. He retires. MJF, there's no stipulation?
Well, he doesn't leave. He doesn't leave. He just stops wrestling. He'd just be on commentary. He's not leaving.
MJF,
yeah,
MJF.
He can just never wrestle again in the AEW.
This is the one where I think that the babyface could win, though. I think that Jericho could finally win in this one.
You know what?
I'm going to say Jericho. Why not?
I think you're right. I'm going with Jericho.
All right. I'll also pick Chris Jericho just to be safe.
You're going to pick Jericho too, Christian?
Just to be safe, he said.
I was thinking
that you would stick to your vote, and then I was going to say that the victory would feel so sweet to you if we went against your votes, and you were like,
I'm
told you.
I'm being smart about it. I'm being strategic, okay?
I think I'm right. We'll see. I'll take the
lead. All right, so the next match is Britt Baker versus Chris Statlander. I'm going to save us all the trouble. I'm going to put Britt Baker.
I got Britt Baker.
Yeah.
I say Britt Baker, too.
Yeah.
Chris is pretty bad.
I'll go with Britt.
She's probably my third favorite female wrestler but I don't know. I think Britt Baker's still going to be over.
What about you, Albert? You put Britt Baker?
Yeah, I'll go with Britt.
All right, up next is Young Buck versus the Lucha Bros.
You can put me for the Lucha Bros.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm sure about that. Final Lucha Bros. Final answer.
I know, but let me remind you, there's a storyline going on with Chavo Guerrero and Andrade saying, breaking up the faction between them and Pac, saying they can't win the tag titles with Pac. So are you sure about that? Because I'm picking the Young Bucks.
All right, in a strategic move, I will go with the Young Bucks.
Yeah.
I think it makes
proper strategy.
I think it makes sense that the Lucha Bros win. I think it does make sense, and I think that the crowd would like it, but I think the crowd wants to see the Young Bucks win too, and it's like it's their big show, so I'm going to say the Young Bucks. I think the Young Bucks are going to win. I do know about the storyline too. Lucha Bros are pretty badass right now, but I think the Young Bucks are going to win.
What about you, Albert?
I'll give it to Lucha.
Okay. I mean, it is a steel cage. That doesn't mean nobody could still interfere, which means you know, Chavo could still just slam the steel cage door in their fucking faces. So, the next match. Next match is, you know, same shit. It's Pac versus Andrade. I'm going to save us all the trouble again. I'm going to pick all of us for Pac. I mean for Andrade. I'm sorry. For Andrade.
Yeah.
Because I think that's going to be the time the Lucha Bros turn on Pac.
Turn on him, like, right after their match? Or if it is right after. It might not be right after. But
Poppy is coming out on top.
All the promos I've seen have been showing them talking way more shit than what Pac has talked. So I think that Andrade's going to win. Put me down for Andrade.
Yeah, Poppy is coming out on top.
What about you, Albert?
Yeah, I'll go with Andrade on this one, man. And I don't want to stray too much because, you know, some of these matches are going to be predictable, and I think this is one of them, Andrade.
It's going to be a
good match. I'll be shocked if he loses.
Yeah, Poppy's coming.
Kind of a dream match. Like, it really is a pretty badass match.
I wonder if Mommy's going to be there.
You know she is.
Mommy.
You know she is.
Mommy's going to be there backstage, and it's going to be all over the fucking news and shit, all over the dirt sheets. Vince is going to be all fucked up about it.
Up next is John Moxley versus Satoshi Kojima. This one's a tough one. I don't know who the fuck Satoshi Kojima is in New Japan. This is a fucking tough one, but if I have to guess, right?
I gotta go, John Moxley. I gotta go, John Moxley.
Okay, John. They wouldn't have the AEW star lose against the New Japan star on the pay-per-view.
Gotta go, John Moxley. Come on.
I'm picking John too. What about you, Kev?
Nah, I'll go with John Moxley. Satoshi's actually pretty dope, dude. Like I seen him. He came with NWA versus NWA versus New Japan like years and years ago, and he was one of the guys. He's actually like a vet in New Japan. I recognize the name Kojima, but I hadn't seen it in a long time. I haven't watched it in a long time. But yeah, no, it'll be a good match. But I think Moxley's gonna win.
Okay, what about you, Albert?
Wait, sorry. What match are we on?
Moxley
versus Kojima from New Japan.
Oh, yeah. I think that's right. I was totally listening and I fucking drew a fucking blank there. Yeah, I'm going to go with Moxley on this one.
All right, we'll all pick John. Up next will be the worst match of the whole card. Big Show versus QT Marshall. I'm going to save all the trouble right there. I'm going to pick the Big Show. All for the Big Show.
Oh, yeah. I got to go with Big Show on this. I don't even know who the fuck QT Marshall
is. I don't know, man. Maybe the story they tell is that the Big Show loses his first match, and he's just like, nah, I can't do it, guys. I'm just going to stick to commentary.
QT
he just
Marshall.
Bows out. He just retires to
QT
Marshall.
Of all people? Come on, Kev. The QT Marshall of all people?
No, I think Big Show wins.
But QT's got some guys behind him, man. You know what I mean? So I'm going to give it to QT.
Okay. So everybody except for Albert is showing Albert's QT. All right, the final match is a 21-woman casino battle royal for a future title shot. This is a hard one. I don't know who the fuck is in the fucking match to begin with. Okay.
I'm going with Thunder Rosa.
I don't even know if she's in the match. Okay, you pick Rosa.
Yeah.
I mean, who else?
I don't know. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
21 women are in this match, and I don't know any of them. What about you, Kev?
I'm not familiar with the lineup. What is the lineup again?
21 women. I don't know the rest.
I mean, it's just, I mean, I don't know. I can't pick one, but.
You have to pick one.
I know Thunder Rose is in it, and I know that she's going to win it.
Yeah.
Well, probably, yeah. I'll pick
Thunder Rosa. Who's the girl that calls everybody? Who's the girl that says that she's that bitch?
Oh, yeah. What if it's that bitch that
Jade. Jade. Her name is Jade.
Yeah. She might be a contender.
Yeah,
I don't
she's
know.
A heel. She's a heel. Britt Baker's a heel.
Oh, I see. I gotcha. Is she really, though? It seems like everybody loves Bella and Britt Baker.
No, Britt Baker's a heel, and Jade's a heel because she's a bitch. So she calls herself a
that's
bitch.
Why they should
no
fight. That's why they should fucking fight, because she's that bitch, dude. She's the one that's going to put her in her place.
She's that
she's not
bitch.
She's not ready yet. She's not ready yet.
She's that
yeah.
bitch.
I think Thunder Rose is a safe bet, probably. They've been talking
all
about
right,
her
well,
getting
yeah.
the victory.
What about you, Albert Rosa?
Yeah, I'll go with Rosa. She's like my favorite women's, you know, person on the roster right now. So, my favorite women's wrestler on the roster.
All right, now for two extra credit questions. One extra credit is who is debuting? How many debuts are going to happen on All Out? That's
two.
The first one.
I think we're going to have two. A woman debut.
Yes, a woman could debut, but I'm saying how many in the pay-per-view.
Three, maybe. Well, they could always save it for the night after. So two, I think two. I think Albert said
okay.
two also.
I think Ruby Soho is going to debut in the tournament.
Well, yeah.
And then I think that Buddy
well, there's your winner.
Mitchell, or what's his name? Buddy Mitchell or Buddy Matthews?
Buddy
Matthews will come out.
Oh, I think Buddy's going to Impact or some shit. I don't know. All right, so how many did Kevin said?
Two.
Okay, two.
It's going to be Brian and Ruby.
No, I said two.
Okay. What about you, Chuck?
No, I got to go with one now. I got to go with just one.
Well, I'm going to go with three. Because
three?
I think Bray Wyatt's going to show up too.
No.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
That'd be awesome.
And
Bray Wyatt one of Cody's really good friends, right? Aren't they, like, real good friends?
What if Kanye and Marilyn Manson show up, too?
Fuck Kanye.
Yeah.
All right, now here's the last extra critic question. Who returns to AEW?
Cody Rhodes?
I don't know who's missing.
Cody is missing.
Yeah, no, I don't think Cody's coming back yet.
Okay.
He might make an appearance. He might be there. That makes sense. But I don't know if it's like a return to the ring. I don't know. I don't think anybody. I don't know who's missing. So I would say nobody.
Jake Hager's missing.
Boo.
FTR. Well, Matt, it's here now.
Oh yeah, they might not. Yeah, they might split up. Something's going
on. Oh yeah, they might come back. That guy's healed up already, man. He's good to go.
Yeah.
He's good to go. In fact, they need to come back. God damn right. They need to come back and fuck the show these motherfuckers who's who.
So that his hand messed up or something.
Sabian's been gone.
Huh. Yeah, no, I'm going to go with zero returns and new debuts.
Okay. All right, what about you, Kev?
That was me. That was me. Zero returns. That's what I said.
Cero miedo.
Okay, what about you, Albert?
I don't know who, but I'm just gonna say one return. I don't know who yet though, but we're gonna do a little game of prices right here, just to one up Kevin a little bit. Just one.
Okay, what about you, Minister?
Price is Right.
Yeah, you know, like when somebody bets like $1 over the last person's bet just to be a fucking asshole.
Yeah, I already said. I said, how many guys did I say? I said one. There's going to be one debut.
We should do these extra credit questions, like returns and debuts, like the Price is Right. Like, who can get the closest without going over? And I think,
That's why I said one.
You can't say one. I took one.
Okay, I wrote Minister with one, Albert has one, and me and Kev have zero.
But if there's two, then me and Minister get a point, right?
No, you only get one. You don't even get a point. You said one.
Yeah, but if there's one is closer to two than zero is to two.
Oh man, now you're just stretching.
Look, check it out. But also, we need to do another extra credit point or extra point credit, whatever the fuck you want to call it. And by the way, tonight's show being brought to you by Deep Ellum IPA and Easy Peasy IPA from the Deep Ellum Brewing Company, Dallas, Texas, baby.
Okay.
But nevertheless, you got to fucking think about all the extracurricular activity and shit that might be going on.
All right, so what's the other extra credit, Minister?
The other extra credit question has to be involving time.
Okay.
How much time, the order of the card, maybe. Which match will be the last match of the card?
It's Kenny Omega versus Christian Cage. It's the world title.
Are you sure? I mean, are they going to do that, or are they going to do Chris Jericho versus MJF?
Why would they do that? No. It's the whole, no.
Chris Jericho's career's on the line.
Yeah, but it's just a regular match. It's not a no-holds-barred match. It's not really a special match. It's just a regular match. Her career's on the line, but it's just a regular match.
So you don't want to have that question?
No, we could have that question. I'm just saying, like, is that your answer?
My answer. My answer is fucking, that question.
Okay. Okay. All right,
Is what match is going to go the longest? Is that what y'all asking?
No, what match is the last?
The main event. I guess it would be the Christian and Kenny Omega match, I would hope. Yeah, I would say it's that one.
For the world title.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in with that.
Okay. I'll put... I don't know. Would they put Darby Allin versus CM Punk as the main event?
I hope not. I mean, and like Punk wouldn't want that either. The main event.
They should put that as the first
Punk
match, because you know, people in a real
it would
life
be badass as the first match.
People remember, like, you know, if your band goes up on stage, the people are gonna remember the first song, and they're gonna remember the last song.
Yeah.
Everything else in between is just in between.
Well,
all right, so I got everybody's main event spot except for Ministers. Ministers is the only one that's different.
Well, it was like seven years since Punk's getting a promo
on AEW, and he's just like, I should have been the one to main event All Out. I never main event at All Out. And it's just like, what?
I know, right?
I never even got to main event any AEW pay-per-view.
That's gonna be CM Punk 4 years from now.
Yeah.
He's gonna be the same way he is in fucking WWE by his choosing.
Yeah.
It's gonna be the same thing over and over again, but it's okay. It's okay. We got him back. I just want to see him rise up top again the way he did in fucking WWE. It was fucking incredible. I used to fucking hate
that
guy.
Is that it for extra credit? Is that it for extra credit, or is it more?
No, we should have one more. I think we should have one more.
Okay, what's the last one?
What's the first match?
Oh, okay. Well, if you want to hype up a crowd, might as well start the tag title steel cage match. So I'm going to put the tag title steel cage match.
Damn.
What about you, Minister?
I'm going to go Pac and Andrade to burn the house down.
Okay.
Bobby,
what about you, Kev?
With Mommy by his side, but only in the bathroom.
Those are both great choices.
It'll be Glory Hole Mommy.
Who are you talking about?
I'm sorry?
Stop it.
It would make sense to get the steel cage match out of the way first, but that might be, I don't know, I want to swap CM Punk and this cage match, so put me down for CM Punk and Darby Allin.
All right, Punk versus Darby. Punk versus Punk. They're both Punk.
What if they do Chris Jericho versus MJF? Chris Jericho loses by some kind of bullshit.
Well, that would be terrible.
And then he comes back, you know, and gets another match with MJF to close it out. You know,
they can't do another.
They wouldn't
match want to
finish
MJF.
It all fucked
yeah.
up. What if
no,
he
they
some
can't
shit
do
like
another match because then they'll be called WWE because it's fucking rematches. They can't have another
yeah,
match.
I know, right? It would be terrible if they did some shit
okay,
like
so
that.
Okay, so what about you, Albert? What will be the first match?
But I'm just hoping they don't do some shit like that.
The cage match. I'm gonna say the cage match because they like to get those out of the way first. Because Daly, I don't think it's at Daly's place, right?
No, it's not at Daly's place.
No. Oh, okay. Because usually when they have the shows at Daly's place, they set up the ring first because I don't think there's just scaffolding for them to hang up the cage. But I think it's going to be
at the Now Arena in Hoffman Estates, Illinois.
Oh, that's right. That's right. It's Chicago, duh. I think you're going to get the steel cage match in the way first.
All right. Long notes here. Is that it for the extra credit, or is there one more?
No, I think that's it. I have it all out of my system.
Okay. Well, that's it. I got it all down on my notes. I got it right here.
You getting in the truck? You getting in the truck, bro? Jeez.
I sound like a car.
I'm not. That's Albert.
Somebody's burritos ready. Somebody's burritos ready.
Yeah. All right, boys. Well, I'm looking forward to it. And if I'm free, then I'll be joining y'all on the post show for sure. If you're doing one of those, have fun on the last one.
Nice.
But, yeah, I'll be tuning in.
Okay.
Well, fucking well, I was just, I was kind of showing.
That's a close out. That's a close
out.
Out
that was,
then,
that's the end of the. That's yeah. Yeah, like I gotta wrap it up for sure. Overtime was fun, but I gotta bounce, boys.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kev. Oh, thank you, bro. Thank you so much for joining us each and every week right here on the World Generation Podcast Network with Fatal 4-Way Radio. You know, we got Fatal 4-Way Radio here each and every week. And Kevier West, you know, one of our
Yo, this is Kevier West. You're listening to us live on the Fatal 4-Way Podcast. Coming to you Tuesday nights at 9 on the World Generation Podcast Network. You can check us out on Facebook at Pro Wrestling Planet. I'll be here every week being the mediator, the friendly baby face, the all-knowing, well, no, that's the Swami Christian, but I digress. Tune in every week at 9. We'll see you then.
Check out Local Wrestling Presents Reggie on September 18th. But yeah, Donda too. Donda. Later, guys. Yeah.
Later. Gentlemen, Kevier West.
All right. I'm going to head out too. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening in to Fatal 4 Radio. WWE's fucking garbage. AEW's good. See you guys later. Good night, motherfuckers.
Ladies and gentlemen, Christian. Hey. Albert inspected.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. I was snoring there. Good night, everybody. We'll be right back.
This has been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.